Yes, hello.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing. Will you serve as the lead panelist for your hearing at this time, sir?
Okay, thank you very much.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir, I can.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Thomas Michael Belts, ABC number 309632.
Well, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, you too.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 1st, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Belts?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay. Thank you.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Belts and Mr. Westby, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Belts, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will now begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest.
According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about April 19, 2018. For the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 2nd, 2018. Mr. Belts, is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number three, is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4704 East Galliano Drive, unit number three, Mesa, Arizona, on or about April 26, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Belts, is this true or false?
It's partly true. I didn't change my residence. I just was, me and my wife had gotten an argument and I left for a couple nights, and her father decided to call my parole officer and tell him that I left, and which was not exactly true because I was there at the house about 3 or 4 days after that.
So you'll have a chance to speak to the board in detail during the second phase of the hearing, but for now, are you stating it's true or false?
It's false.
Okay. If you're stating it's false, then we're going to take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we'll come back to you for a few questions, and then we will vote on passing from phase one to phase two. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On April 30th, 2018, defender failed to report for his face-to-face contact with his assigned parole officer. On May 1st, 2018, community corrections officer Rebecca Redke contacted the defender's sponsor, Randy Forrest, and he said the defender left the residence at 4704 East Caballero Drive, number 3, Mesa, Arizona 85205, on April 26, 2018, after stealing the offender's wife's cell phone. In addition, Mr. Forrest said the offender is back with his ex-girlfriend and is an ex-convict. The offender is not allowed to return back at the residence. The offender changed his place of residence on or about April 26, 2018 without the prior approval of a assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an extender from supervision. On May 2, 2018, CCO Renegade attempted to contact the offender's emergency number. Jessica Forrest listed as his wife, however, the phone number is no longer in service. On May 2, 2018, CCO Renegade called the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and confirmed that the offender was not incarcerated in their jail system. On May 2, 2018, CCO Renegade contacted the Banner Desert Medical Center and spoke to a hospital employee who stated the offender was not a patient. CCO Renegade knows no other persons, family, or friends to contact in an attempt to locate the offender.
Thank you, Mr. West.
And one thing I wanted to add here was that also it states out in here that the offender changed his place of residence.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Belts. What is false about that allegation?
I never changed my place of residence. I left for a couple nights, and I came back. And my wife, Jessica, just never told her dad that I was back there because she didn't want him getting angry at her. So it was not that I changed the residence or disappeared forever. I just left for a couple nights because we were in an argument and I didn't want the argument to escalate to further, things down the road. So I just left for a couple nights and then I came back. And the cell phone, I never stole the cell phone. It was my cell phone.
Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two. So based on Mr. Belts' admission for allegation number one and for allegation number two, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W1321, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Just one second. Okay, Mr. Belts, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not to return you to supervision or revoke. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case file. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Westby.
Thank you.
On March 30th, 2018, Mr. Belts was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 16th, 2018 by Tempe PD. There are no new charges. He was back in DOC custody that same day on May 16, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision end date of November 17, 2018, which reflects 20 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. Also in 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. However, after his return to DOC, he received disciplinary on June 3, 2018 for violating grooming requirements. Other arrest, 2006, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, assault with certain intent, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2013, assault with certain intent, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, threatening and intimidating, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1B2.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Belts. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence at 4704 East Caballero Drive, Unit Number 3, Mesa, Arizona. Again, according to the supervision summary, you changed your place of residence. No other residence was approved. I know you made comment on that already. I will come back to that. So I'll just move forward to employment. It looks like that you referred to the Maricopa Skills Center for educational and employment opportunities. No verifiable employment was reported. So did you find work when you were outside of the Department of Corrections, Mr. Belts?
No, I had turned in a couple applications, and I was waiting to hear back from them. I called a couple back, but nothing actually went through while I was out there.
Okay, so we have programming notes, April 2nd, 2018. You were referred to CHC classes for substance abuse counseling. You failed to complete the program. Was there a reason why you didn't complete the program?
I was in the middle of doing it. I went to, I think, two or maybe three classes, and then they issued a warrant for my arrest because Mr. Randy Forrest had said that I left the residence, so they were trying to get a hold of me, and I was just being a knucklehead and just kept avoiding my parole officer.
Okay, sir. We also have a note that on April 2nd, 2018, you were referred to task for random urinalysis with the color code maroon. On April 19, 2018, no urine sample was collected. So, making a review of the information provided by the Department of Corrections, why did you break off contact with your parole officer? I think you sort of answered that, but what was your thinking on stopping contact?
I was just, I don't know, I was being nervous and I didn't want to come back to prison. And I just figured that if I, you know, I'll be honest, I started using drugs again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was planning on going to a rehab and checking into a rehab and then calling him and telling him that I ended up getting arrested before that happened.
And what drugs did you relapse into?
Heroin.
And have you been able to stay clean since?
Yes.
When's the last time you used?
A couple days before that arrested.
So you were missing from community supervision for 20 days. What were you doing during that time?
Just out there doing not what I'm supposed to be doing, just running amok and using drugs and just not being smart.
But you had returned to you and your wife's residence during that time?
Yes. Well, I would go there, stay there for a couple of days, and then I would leave and come back, stay there for a couple of days because I got three kids. So I would go there and spend time with the kids, and then I'd go off and do what I was doing.
And it looks like that you were arrested on your absconder status. I'm not sure who wrote down the right agency. Was that Mesa Police Department? Who arrested you?
The U.S. Marshals did.
Oh, U.S. Marshals. So what were you doing when they made contact with you?
I was just sitting out in the apartment in Phoenix. And they came and knocked on the door and they arrested me.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Belts, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know?
Yeah, if it's possible to reinstate me and get me back out there and let me have another chance, you know, and I'd greatly appreciate it. I feel like I've learned my lesson and, I know exactly what I did wrong, and you know that's pretty much it.
Thank you, Mr. Belts. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're having a telephone hearing, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Belts. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. It looks like that Mr. Belts was sort of in and out of his approved residence. He was not able to settle into work or community supervision and relapsed into heroin use. I do appreciate that he sounds like he recognizes that he has a problem and that he's been clean since he was returned to the Department of Corrections, but based on everything we've gathered today, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision, at least at this stage of his sobriety, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
Okay.
Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, just 1 second. Based on the information provided to us in ADC warrant number 2018W1321, our discussion with Mr. Belts as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a criminal laser company. Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Belts, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about November 17, 2018. Technically, that's less than 5 months. And we recognize this may sound like a long period of time, but it is just a matter of months, so we encourage you to take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to pursue any programming that's available to you. We encourage you to attend any AA or NA that may be available in your yard. And more than anything, put together a plan for your return to the community and hopefully sobriety so that you can come back to your wife and children sober and productive. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Belts, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.